HubZero.org, a platform for scientific collaboration.
Eva is a research associate professor at USC Computer Science Department and a project leader of the Pegasus Project that I was talking about this morning at the USC Information Sciences Institute. Over the years, she's worked on a number of application domains, incredibly astronomy, bioinformatics, earthquake science, gravitational waves, wave physics, lots of others. I guess when you're dealing with workflows, you have lots of company. Yes. And she's been helping them tackle these scientific workflow problems. She's also the founder of the annual workshop on workflows in support of large-scale science, which is held in conjunction with the Supercomputing Conference. So welcome, Eva.
Thank you very much. It's truly a pleasure to be here and to see the fruits of our work, of our discussions for the past few years. We've been talking on and off for a while, and it's really a pleasure to actually show you the results of these discussions. Also, I would like to make sure to acknowledge the HubZero team, Steve, Derek, and Michael, that have done all the work that you see today. Frank McKenna, who has integrated Pegasus with his OpenSeas applications that I'll mention, and also the Pegasus team that did all the hard work on the Pegasus side. So in my talk, I'll first give you a quick introduction to Pegasus and to scientific workflow so you know what I'm trying to talk about. And then I'll talk about how we integrated Pegasus with the hub and how you can put your own workflows within the hub system. And then I'll give an example of this integration, which is the OpenSeas platform within the NIS hub. And finally, I'll talk a little bit about some future directions for a project. So in general, this is an example of just a very simple workflow on the right, which takes data from a database, it puts it in a file, reformats the data, and then does some statistics analysis on it. So this type of workflows basically allow you to express these computations in one go, in a declarative way, telling you which components you want to invoke, in which order, which data they need to process. So the automation is very important for scientists because it allows them to think at a higher level of analysis, not only about invoking the individual components. Also, workflows to be useful should be portable. So you want to describe your applications in a way that's scientifically meaningful to you without worrying about the actual details of the implementation and on a particular infrastructure. And workflows are also useful because since you automate the whole process of computation, you can also record how the computations were produced, where they were invoked, how the data was generated, what parameters were used, and so forth. And obviously, they also foster collaboration. So once you have a pipeline set up for your work, you might want to share it with your colleague and to make sure, especially if you have larger-scale collaborations where you process data in different places, you want to make sure that the analysis is consistent across the collaborations. So when you design your workflow, it's only part of a problem. So you have a description of scientific analysis that you want to do. However, now the job of a system management, the workflow management system, is to take that high-level description and make it executable. So make it executable on various different platforms that are available to the user. So you may want to use, in terms of the resources that you want to map the workflows to, you might want to use, first of all, your laptop, that you want to develop a simple analysis and make sure it works on a simple data set. Then you might want to expand to larger infrastructures such as the grid or the cloud. And so you need to have some planning capability that takes the high-level description and maps it onto these different resources that are available for you. Once you have a description of something that's executable, you also need to manage the dependencies between the tasks so that they are executed in the correct order. And also you need to manage the tasks themselves. If they're executing on some remote system, you want to make sure that if failures occur, you can actually move the task maybe to another resource, retry it, and do various things with that. And obviously, you know, you can start out with a small analysis, but as soon as you start out with a small, you want to scale it up. So you also want to be able to support scalability, both in terms of complexity of the analysis that you want to conduct, but also in terms of the data sets that you handle. And then once you scale up, obviously, you also deal with issues of increased performance. So you want these perform well at scale. And you also need to be reliable so that users don't have to go back and tinker with application. So our approach is to represent the analysis in a declarative way, in a data flow format. where you basically have a directed cyclic graph which describes the various computations, describes the flow of data between the components. In our case, this flow of data is via files, so you describe the input and output files that your computations take. Also, in order to achieve scalability, we can embed workflows within workflows. So we have hierarchical workflow descriptions that allow you to scale up to larger computations. Our system is based on three main components, a planner that plans for the resources, so it decides, takes this high-level description and maps it onto the available resources. We have a workflow manager that executes this plan, and we have a manager that manages the task execution. So in this layered architecture, we have the Pegasus Planner, Dagman that comes from the Condor team, and the Condor SketD, which is a small part of a Condor distribution. In our approach, we also try to mask errors at different levels of the system. So if something happens at the lowest level in scheduling the task, we try to alleviate the problem at that level. If it bubbles up to the higher up, so you cannot just do simple retries, for example, of the execution, we might want to replan the whole workflow or parts of the workflow into different resources. So we have various components that allow you to use different scheduling algorithms, for example, when you schedule on resources based on maybe you want to do use algorithms that are more data aware, that focus on data scheduling. You can also use some algorithms that look more at the performance of the individual components, so you can swap these in into the system. And it can be embedded into various infrastructures. I'm sorry, I didn't finish the sentence, but embedded into various infrastructures such as HubZero, for example. The project itself, the Pegasus Workflow Management System, started in the year 2001. It was funded by one of the NSF ITR projects. It has been a collaboration with the Condor team at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we actually recently received a new round of funding under the SITO awards to continue this collaboration into the future. As Michael mentioned, Pegasus has been used in a number of different domains. Like I said, when you use workflows, because they are domain agnostic, you can actually embed them into different types of computations from astronomy, biology, earthquake science, and so forth. So in this way, we also hope that this technology will be broadly applicable to the users of the HubZero infrastructure. We focus on reliability, so we want to make sure that users don't have to be involved in the execution of these workflows. We also provide scalability, so we can handle workflows that manage or compute on kilobytes of data, but also some of our workflows reach terabytes of data in one analysis. We can scale up, we can run workflows that have two tasks, and also workflows that have a million tasks in the workflow description. We also use computer algorithms computer science algorithms that focus on graph restructuring to optimize workflow for performance, and we capture workflow provenance information. Today we can run on different types of infrastructure. You can run on your laptop. We also provide you with VMs that you can deploy in your laptop, or you can use them to run on FutureGrid, which is a science cloud actually led out of University of Indiana. And you can run on cloud infrastructure such as EC2, also on campus clusters or grids such as DiaGrid, OSG, XSeed. So when we do the planning process, when we take this high-level workflow description and try to map it onto the resources that are available to us, we assume that the data may be distributed in the environment. And so you'll see in the Hub integration when we work together with the Hub team to put workflow descriptions into Rapture, for example, then keep that in mind. But basically, in general, we assume that the data is not only local, but you can also access data sources that are distributed in the wide area. Also, we assume that you might want to execute workflows either locally, but also you might want to distribute them across distributed resources. So also this adds some complexity or some to the planning process. In addition to having information about where the data is located, where the executables are located, or where they can be grabbed to be staged on demand. We also need to know what resources are available to you and what interfaces they present. So you need to know which storage service are available to store to stage your data to the computations, what protocols you can use to store the data. So either you can use HTTP or Grid FTP, the number of different types of transfer protocols that we support. We need to know that information in order to be able to manage data in the workflows. Also, in the execution environment, we need to know about the type of interfaces that you have for scheduling jobs onto these resources. And one good thing that comes often from the integration that we have today with Hub Zero is all these type of nitty-gritty details are actually included in the Hub infrastructure that are tied by the tied in by the Hub developer. So as a user of a Hub Pegasus capabilities, you actually don't need to know all these things. This is more kind of for your information, or if you're setting up new hubs on new infrastructure, then you need to worry about how to tie in this information to Pegasus. If we look at the process of mapping workflows onto the resources, this is a workflow that the user would give us. This is a simple two-step workflow, Hello World. This is what we call a DAX format, which is a DAG in XML. It's actually the description that you see will be in the XML format. We provide Java, Perl, and Python APIs to help you develop these workflows. So we take this two-node workflow and we expand it into a workflow that has five nodes. That's an executable workflow which creates a directory on the resource where the workflow is going to execute. It stages data to that resource so that computation can be subsequently invoked. Then we have the two computations that are being done. You stage the data out to where the user wanted it to go. You can stage it back to the hub or some other location. And then also, if you want, you can register the data in some data catalog. So, for example, the data management capabilities that Michael described previously could go into these, both taking the data from a resource and also staging it back to the hub interface. Additionally, we can also Pegasus also cleans up after itself. So if the data is no longer needed, it takes it out of the execution environment so that you can minimize the amount of footprint that the workflow takes up. So these are the basic planning things that Pegasus does. There are some other features that we have. So for example, we can perform data reuse. So if, for example, in the two-level workflows that you saw, the first file that was generated is already available, Pegasus will not execute that first computation unless you tell it to. As I mentioned, it can register the data in various catalog. It manages the storage so that you don't have, you minimize the workflow data footprint, so it removes the files that are no longer needed, which I mentioned before. Also, you can cluster together nodes for performance. So you can cluster, for example, these two nodes together into a larger job. This is useful for applications that that have very short duration computation. So when you send them over the network to be executed at a remote resource, then you reduce the overhead of the send and queuing up at the remote cluster. Also, we can manage complex data architectures, so you can we have facilities to schedule workflows onto clusters that have a shared file system or don't have a shared file system, just have a head node that's open to the network. So we have dealt over the years with various types of deployments, and we are adapting also to new architectures that are coming up in Exceed, for example, where we deal with issues of managing sets of workflows in a well-performing way. So, for example, one thing that we have is that now you can partition the workflow in different components and then tell the system to run, for example, these components in the green using MPI on some high-performance machine. So this is useful today on systems such as Kraken, for example. So what you get from integrating Pegasus into Hub Zero, you get Pegasus with a Hub Zero convenience. So this is work that's been accomplished in the last few months, I would say. And now we have a tutorial that Derek put up on Hub Zero that you can look at and try out. And there's also a session tomorrow as well in the afternoon walking you through the various capabilities of a system. So what are the benefits of Pegasus to hub users? First of all, already the hubs have a number of different components that are already available for users to use and the different tools that they can invoke one by one. However, this allows you to tie these tools together into a larger computation, something that's more richer than what's available to you today. You have also the benefit of portability and reuse, so you can describe your workflows within a hub in a high level way and not worry about the fact that the hub is using different clusters underneath or different types of resources. So your computations will be still valid while the hub migrates its infrastructure to some different computing platforms. Performance, this is something that, as you scale up, I mentioned this is something that's important, so you gain performance as well, so you can optimize your workflows once you're satisfied that the scientific reliability is, validity is consistent, then you can worry about performance as well, and scalability in terms of both the workflow size and also the infrastructures that you're running on. So you can run on ever larger computing infrastructures, even taking multiple Exceed sites and OSG and tying it all together and running across them. Also, we have the benefits of provenance. So we store all the information about the runs in a SQL database. So you can query it with our tools, such as Pegasus Statistics that gives you performance information, or Pegasus Plots that graphically shows that information based on the runs that you had. Or you can also directly query the SQL and develop more sophisticated tools on top of that. And also reliability, we have debugging tools that help debug the workflows if things go wrong and pinpoint the exact location of the problem. So there are various ways that Pegasus has been integrated in Hub Zero. One is via the submit command. So submit, instead of just directly launching the jobs, can go through Pegasus and get the benefit of reliability, data management. And this is something that's actually the easiest integration that the user doesn't even know about, that Pegasus is being invoked underneath. However, other ways to include more of a workflow flavor in the hub using Pegasus, and this is through Rapture. So you can build the workflow within a Rapture description, or you can have Rapture basically collect the inputs, call a workflow generator, and then collect the input outputs from that computation. As I mentioned, the tutorial is available about that, and also the session tomorrow. If you look at how Pegasus is set up, so basically you have on what we call a submit host, so that's a machine that's local to the user, or it could be where the hub sits. You have the workflow management system, you have a performance database, and as I mentioned before, we need information about the sites that the system is running on, so basically the information about what interfaces are present for data management, data transfer, and job scheduling, and then the execution information comes back to the submit host so that you can query the performance database or use the tools that we provide. The other thing that you need is this the abstract workflow description that I mentioned before in XML format, and then you need the data and transformation information. So the data is basically information about where your input data is located and can be local, but it, as I mentioned before, it can also be remote. Transformation is what we call the executables in Pegasus. So this is basically a description of what kind of, if you have an executable that's, for example, available on a particular cluster, you still want to know what environment variables this executable takes, so that information is needs to be present in the what we call a transformation catalog. Another thing that you need to know is that if you stage the executables on demand, then you also need to know what kind of architecture they can run on and additional information, what kind of libraries they need, and so forth. So as I mentioned, the easiest way to use Pegasus is without actually seeing it, and it's through the submit command. And it's used by the Rapture interface to submit. It prepares the submit script, prepares the site catalog and the other configuration files that I mentioned to you. And today you can use it, it's tied with Hub Zero to OSG and Diagrid, and NiceHub is, I believe, using OSG interface today. It also uses Pegasus Status to track the execution of the workflow, and also the tools, our statistics tools and reports to tell you about how the workflow progressed, what are the job failures and such. The other way to integrate Pegasus in the hub is with adding a layer on top of our infrastructure that allows you to describe the workflows that you want to build. And there you need to provide the information about the data and the transformation. However, information about the sites that you want to run on, so the executable sites, is provided by the hub infrastructure, so you don't have to worry about that. This is an example of a rapture description that includes Pegasus in it, and I'll show a bit more detail in a minute. Here you have a description of a wrapper that will be called to invoke the workflow generation. So usually people don't write a single static workflow. Usually you write a workflow generator that allows you to generate workflows on the fly based on user input. Then it describes the inputs that are given to the wrapper and the outputs that you want to display in the GUI that comes back, the outputs that come back from the computation. So this is the wrapper script. It ties in the information from that's captured through the rapture interface. This script is written in Python. It generates the DAX, and that will be at this level, and I'll show you how the DAX is generated briefly. It runs the workflow, and then it presents the outputs to the rapture interface, so you can display it in the GUI. The workflow generation, it basically has various parts. It has information about the data, the input data that's going into the workflow. So this is, you actually register the data in what we call replica catalog, so there's a simple code to do that. You add the data to the catalog so that Pegasus knows about it. And this is useful because, as I mentioned before, we can do reuse the data once it's already been computed. So, for example, if you run this, say, high computation already once and you have file FB available, it will be registered in a replica catalog unless you tell Pegasus not to do that. So that when you give the entire workflow again to Pegasus, it will just pick up the FB from the catalog and just compute the inquire code. So that in a number of cases, especially when you're dealing with large-scale workflows, this is a very useful capability. So it's important to register the data as the workflow progresses, but it's critical to register the input data that you want to use for this computation. And it also disambiguates the type of data that you're using, so this is an important step. Then you want to tell Pegasus what executables you're using, so the say and inquire and say hi and inquire executables. And you also add them to the transformation catalog, and we have functions for that. And then you set up the job, the first job, that its name will be say hi, with the arguments that it has, and also it links the dependencies between the two jobs. And then you have a second job as well, described in the DAX. As a result of that, and this is Derek worked on it, I think, over the weekend, we have the two-step workflow, which gives you an interface through Rapture. Here you just put your name, and the workflow will say hi to you and ask how you're doing. Once you run this, you click submit and you run. You can look at the files, the input file that you had, the files that were generated FB and FC. You can also look at the analysis and statistics from that run. So far I explained showed you some of the capabilities that we have from the integration of Pegasus and Hub Zero. I just wanted to mention that we've been collaborating with Frank McKenna from the OpenSeas project in using Pegasus to support OpenSeas computations within the NIS Hub. These are tools that are being used by students and engineers to do large-scale simulations. And the workflows, although they might look pretty simple, where you have basically, this is the workflow structure, where you have a MATLAB that generates random material properties. You have the OpenSea simulations that are running on this generated input, and then the analysis of the results in the other MATLAB computation. You can have other tens or thousands of these OpenSea invocations. So this is something that can be challenging to manage. If you think of the failures that occur or performance issues that you deal with when managing larger scale computations. So Frank embedded this workflow into Rapture and has been running it on the Open Science Grid. For him, Pegasus is basically responsible for moving data from the NIST hub into the OSG world, invoking the workflow task on that remote resource, bringing the results back, and displaying it within the Rapture interface for the scientist to use. And in this case, his Rapture code, I believe, was in Tickle, and he used a Python wrapper to interface with that Rapture code. Sorry, it looks like some of my slides are out of... So future directions, as I've been talking to Steve, and it looks like there's actually a new capability that's already integrated in Hub Zero, and that's a submit sweep interface so that you can give submit executable with a number of different parameters, and it would sweep through the parameter set and invoke a number of different computations within a single Pegasus workflow. We also have been working on the Pegasus team to develop web-based monitoring tools based on the information that's stored in the performance database. So we're looking forward to integrating some of these tools into the hub environment and getting feedback as to what's useful to the users. Also, I was very interested in Michael's presentation of data management capabilities that are coming into the hub, because I think we can get a much tighter integration with data management capabilities that are already present in the hub and what Pegasus can do for the application. So I think that will be a large direction for us to go into the future, and I'm looking forward to that. So in general, the benefits of workflows in the hub is that you can now use the components that you already have within the hub infrastructure and build up more complex applications. Also, the way the integration is done, there's a clear separation of the users that basically get a nice high-level interface via Rapture to the Pegasus capabilities. The tool developer, which will be responsible for building up these workflow generators for the users, and the Rapture interfaces of the users can have a point-and-click interface to large-scale computations, and the hub operator that needs to tie in the Pegasus capabilities with the infrastructure that the hub is running on, so either DIA Grid or the Open Science Grid or XSEED or others. With the use of Pegasus, you basically, the system hides the low-level details like job scheduling on various execution environment, staging of data, managing its flow through the infrastructure. It deals with errors and retries, provides you the analysis of what's going on, and scalability. So I mentioned the benefits of Pegasus to the hub. However, there are many benefits of a hub to Pegasus, and first of all, this is a very nice and easy-to-use interface to the Pegasus workflows. So users that might find it tedious, especially, for example, in bioinformatics, to actually write Python code to describe the applications, can now use a nice GUI-based interface and have the same capabilities available to them. I'm also very happy that hopefully it will broaden our user base, and I look forward to more people using the software and giving us feedback, because that's really the only way that we can improve our software and make it relevant to a number of different domains and scientists. And it also drives innovation, because we now have new deployment scenarios that we need to deal with, different use cases. So that gets us thinking of how we can improve our software and innovate in various ways. And so I look forward to our continued collaboration. For further information, I would send you to the session tomorrow afternoon that George and Derek are conducting. There is also the Pegasus tutorial that I mentioned on the hub. If you want to just learn about Pegasus, maybe read some papers or get some information, there's the Pegasus website. Also, if you just want to learn about how to create a DAX, even outside the hub environment, so that you can just plug it back in there, then if you go to the Pegasus downloads, we have VMs that are configured with Pegasus already in them, so you can just worry about how to generate DAXs, and if you run into troubles, we're happy to help. There are various support mailing lists in addition to the ones that are available for the hub. And you can always contact me as well. And big thank you to the HubZero and OpenSeas folks. Thank you.